This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. There's an apparent thaw in the chilling trade war between the United States and China, and the Chinese tech giant Huawei might be the beneficiary. VOA's Steve Herman has details from Osaka.
U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters here before departing for South Korea he will hold off on imposing additional tariffs on China. But it is not all good news for Beijing, following Trump's meeting in Osaka with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
For at least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs on China.
Trump added that stalled negotiations between Washington and Beijing are getting right back on track. During their talk Saturday, Xi told Trump that both their countries benefit from cooperation and lose in a confrontation.
That's VOA's Steve Herman. South Korea's President Moon, meanwhile, praised President Donald Trump's proposal to meet North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump has told a G20 summit press conference he may be meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un on Sunday during a visit to the demilitarized zone with South Korea. But he says nothing has been set up just yet. Trump added Kim has responded to the offer and was very receptive to the idea. North Korea's first vice foreign minister says it's a very interesting suggestion, and the meeting, if realized, he says, would serve as another meaningful occasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Europe sweltered Saturday on the sixth day of a widespread deadly heat wave that has fueled record-breaking temperatures, huge blazes, and pollution peaks. At least 8 people have died in this heat wave. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The German captain of a rescue ship that docked at the